Okay, year six here at Michael Faraday School, and we're almost there. Almost there, almost the end of the teaching, but I think probably more importantly, school playtime, always exciting. Now I have five experienced actors from year six. We'll have some names. Madam, your name?
Kemi.
Josh.
Mafida.
Ellen.
Noah.
Great, so we have Kemi, we have Josh, Mafida, Ellen, and Noah. I've just seen the tail end of this year's sixth play. I'm not that familiar. But what I've seen, I think, was very different. It was very exciting. It was not your usual year six play. So, Kemi, please, first of all, what's the title?
Go for Goal.
So it's Go for Goal. Kind of suggests something. Would you like to give a brief summary of the plot?
It's about some children from Brazil that are looking forward for the World Cup. And two of the children want to be footballers when they're older. And, yeah, basically.
So it's pretty much themed, very topical, around the World Cup. So, Josh, is it the most recent World Cup in Brazil, or is this any kind of historical play?
It's a historical play that is not just about this World Cup, it's about the World Cup in the past as well.
And so, Mafida, how does the play start? What kind of period are we talking about?
Well, it's set in the Maracanã Stadium with samba dancers and drummers, and after they go off and Oscar's left on crying about not having World Cup tickets.
And is this for the current World Cup?
Yeah.
But I think from the small pieces that I've seen, Ellen, you go back looking at some of the previous World Cups in history. Is this right?
Yeah.
And so can you explain about some of those time periods and what are the events in the play? How does that plot develop?
Well, one of the scenes, which is scene six, there's this man's dog and he found the World Cup from 1966 and wrapped in newspaper. So then the man, Dave Corbett, took it to the police station, but the police people were annoying and they just kept making jokes. Then the sergeant came in and started shouting.
So it seems that this play, Going for Goal, what's happening here is it's very, very different. It's what I like to maybe some usual school plays. So it's a very unique new story. Maybe Noah, can you explain? So where did the idea for the play come from?
It came from because one of our songs, what was it called? World Cup Hall of Fame, and is going back to the previous World Cups. Like 1966, England won the cup, and all the historical things happened. What happened in the past? And there was a boy called Oscar that was always dreaming, and he wanted to become a football player. But his sister Juliana kept on letting him down, trying to say that he's not going to become a footballer, and trying to stop him from dreaming about it.
And you speak there now, you speak as though you have plenty of authority. Please do tell us, so what is your role? What is your character in the play?
My character is Oscar, and I'm the main character. And I play at 6 o'clock, and there's another person called JJ that plays at 2 o'clock.
Yep, so it's worth saying we have two performances. The date is the 21st of July, and there's a 2 p.m. and a 6 p.m. All family, carers, friends of year six pupils are, of course, invited along. We'll explore a little bit more about some of the characters, so all the roles. So, Kemi, what is your contribution to the play this year?
Well, at 2 o'clock, a Brazilian football manager, Flavio Costa. And at 6 o'clock, I'm a West Auckland wife for one of the players in the past who won the World Cup, the first ever World Cup.
And Josh, so what is your role in the play?
I'm Oscar's dad, one of the main characters as well, and that I'm kind of encouraging my son to become what he wants to be in the future.
Yeah, which we'll maybe come back to right at the end of this recording. And Fida, please do tell us, what do you contribute?
At 2 o'clock, I'm in the same scene as Kemi. I'm a woman called Edie, and our husbands, they want to go to Italy to win the World Cup, so they have to sell all their furniture to go. And we caught them selling the furniture, so we have our argument at the end, and then we say a song, and after at the end of the song, they win the World Cup.
So there's many, many different characters, as you can see, in this Year 6 play. That's great. It gives all the pupils in both classes, Leanne's class and Gabrielle's class, a chance to actually put their talents forward. Ellen, your role, please.
Well, at 2 o'clock, I'm Sergeant, the police, or the manager of the police station. And at 6 o'clock, I'm the teenager number 2, who introduces the song, The Summer of 66, and can't remember what times, but I'm dancing and drumming, and I'm the commentator's dancers as well.
So, multi-talented. We should maybe try and wrap up. So, a few final thoughts. So, Noah, this is a play about the whole history of the World Cup, many different ideas and themes, but is there any kind of one overall strong message?
Like, close our top is called Go for Goal. It's about achieving your dreams and going for your goal. Like, let's say, because my mindset being a footballer, I'll try to achieve my goals.
Yeah, and that's hopefully a powerful message which you'll take away as you sadly leave Michael Faraday, head off to secondary schools in a few weeks' time. It's fine, we've got a few tears. Any final thoughts? So, Josh, are you excited or are you quite nervous?
I'm excited and I'm not that nervous.
And what message, Kemi, would you say to all of your fellow class friends as they prepare? How can they get motivated for this and feel nice and calm and relaxed?
Just to believe in yourself and, like, don't be shy.
Perfect way to end. Okay. Thank you. So, Kemi, Josh, Mafida, Ellen and Noah. I think I should say break a leg, which kind of fits in the football theme, but obviously it means good luck when you're acting. All right. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Jason.
Bye.